Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, but I'm also the host of Power Up Radio. You know, in the past couple of weeks since we launched this show, people have been asking me, what the heck does Power Up mean? So I reflected on a very dear friend of mine, a colleague, who was taken away from us way too soon. My friend and colleague, Pete Siegel. And I recall a show that I had done with him before his passing. And that show literally defines absolutely why I decided to start Power Up Radio. So here it is. The emotional pump up, keeping yourself strong. That's what Power Up Radio is about. I'm Dr. Pat, Pete Siegel. You're going to hear from Benny in this. It is a fun show, but it is a call to action, everybody. Here you go. Enjoy the rock music at the beginning and let's roll. Indeed, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. First time ever on the Dr. Pat Show, Benny and Bobby. Benny, I want you to share with our listeners what you and Bobby have cooked up here.
Well, in the last few weeks, we've been wondering, we need to spice up the show a little bit without Dr. Pat knowing. And that's plain and simple. I mean, you got to do it from time to time. You like these little, moments of, I don't know, if you want to call it a theoretic.
I love it.
Version versus, yeah, see? That's
I love
all,
it.
All right. So without further ado, this is how it's not a game, but this is how it's going to work with the mystery
okay.
guest. I've got a list of questions here that you don't even know. I see you looking right there.
Uh-huh. I'm not looking. I'm looking at Tom.
Of course you are now. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you the man of man, the power mind man himself, Pete Siegel, to the Dr. Pat Show. Pete.
Hey, it's great to be here. Always a blast to be part of the Dr. Pat Show. Pat, how you doing?
You're the mystery guest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Today's mystery guest, it's a big surprise, but we're going to discuss the emotional pump-up, and we're going to have a blast doing it like we always do.
And you know, Pete, why is it, whether it's mystery, whether it's Bobby, whether it's Benny, whatever it is, why is it that whenever you come on, and I had no idea of this topic, folks, by the way, why is it that whatever you talk about is absolutely perfect for the day?
Well, because these are the things that people continue to contact me about, that they have problems with, issues with, how do they master it? These are things that they really want to get a handle on and, find ways to creatively deal with. So I put these things together real quick in these questions, and I know that the listeners are really going to get a lot out of this.
All right. So let's talk about what does it mean? What does the emotional pump up mean? I love that. let's get really clear because, I know what it's like to get emotionally pumped up with emotions that absolutely don't, where they don't work for me.
Right.
Yeah, we're not talking about that, are we?
No.
No.
The emotional pump-up is a feeling state that you can self-initiate and personally sustain that enables you to feel a sense of strength and competence and worth and efficiency and an idea and imagery base where life is good and life is working for you and people are cooperating and things are working out for you. And the things that you want, you're moving in the direction of either materializing, creating, or experiencing. That's the emotional pump-up. You have to do that for yourself because, as you know, the prevailing life sentiments predominantly suggest quite the opposite. And so you have to begin to pump your emotions up, pump your thinking up, pump your feelings up, pump up the internal dynamic that goes on within you, so that you can feel the strength and the capacity for excellence and advancement that you really need to make the differences in life so that life begins to say, yes, how you doing? I'll cooperate with you, and I'll give you what you want if you give me the framework I need to operate over.
Well, and this is what I love about this because, if there was ever a time for us to get emotionally pumped up and jazzed about life,
It is right now, Pete. I've been around for a long time. I know you have, probably not as long. You know, we've been around longer than Benny. You know, Benny and Tom standing over here. We've been around, you know, I've got a few years on them. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot. We've gone through the era of waiting at the gas pumps because, the lines were, 2 hours long.
Back in the 70s.
To get a tank of gas. We know what that's like. We know what it's like to,
It's like 60 cents, right?
What?
For a tank of gas back then?
I don't
60
know
cents.
What it was. You used a tank of gas waiting.
Uh-huh.
I ran out of gas waiting to get gas.
Yep.
All right. I ran out of gas. Boy, that's a whole new title. We can do a book on that. But emotionally pump up so that it lasts is what's important right now. Because what I'm finding, and Pete, you work with a lot of people. You work with a lot of people. And I want to know from you, when you talk about keeping yourself strong all day long, what does that mean? You know, what kind of power lift do we have to do emotionally for that to happen?
Well, I work a lot with pro athletes, and I'm working with several people who are now on the U.S. Olympic team.
Yay! Congratulations!
Yep, thank you. And we're, working toward gold medals. And the amount of training that you have to do and discipline and focus and commitment, it's almost superhuman. Most people can't believe that anyone could do something like that. And then if you look at people who are, for example, pursuing a degree, or people who are policemen or firemen, or people who are teachers, or people who have to stay focused to produce a certain result, entrepreneurs, business people, a certain result every single day demands that you have to have a certain mindset that is so completely well-defined, set in place, and unwavering. That's the key, Dr. Pat, unwavering emotional power, unwavering emotional strength, unwavering perception and presumption of the good, the success, the progress, the improvement that you want becoming factors in your life. And in order to do that, being strong all day long means there's going to be things that you don't expect. I just had a major one with one of the Olympic guys that I was working with. The unexpected happened, totally out of the blue, and not a good one either. And so being strong all day long means that you have a certain feeling state that as you move through the day's experiences, nothing really blasts you out of a comfort zone into oblivion, to meaning some people can't function because they're having a bad hair day. Some people get a phone call that they don't want. Some people get some bad news. They see something that happened on the, they hear something on the radio, they see something on TV, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined. A bad hair day. Can you imagine that? And so imagine if something really serious were to happen to you, something demanding at work, something demanding in terms of there's an accident on the freeway, it's going to take you 4 hours to get to work, and then you're stressing out in your car trying to make your commute, and you can't do it. How do you stay strong and focused and positive and determined and generate the kind of will and enthusiasm, inner strength and drive that enables you to become the kind of performer in life that you really know you can, whether you're a mother, whether you're someone who's going to their job? Being strong all day long starts when you wake up in the morning and you become conscious that you're awake and that you're alive. At that point, you have to make a choice, the choice to be personally strong, personally determined. And if you could have the kind of day you really want unfold right before you, what would that be like? And especially, how would you be within that day? The real question you have to ask yourself is, when you wake up in the morning, what part of yourself are you going to bring into the game? The part that hopes and wishes and dreams, or the part that's proactive, confident, self-determined, and committed to your personal good? And once you answer that question, then you begin the process of being strong all day long.
You know, I want to talk to you about that, because not only have you been on the show and you and I have talked about being strong all day long, but you are, as I said before, you're one of the most sought after. I call you a coach. I'm sure, you're, first of all, you're a certified hypnotherapist. Your work goes beyond that. Counselor, whatever you do, Pete, you do it fully and completely. And you are a man that believes in results. So when we talk about getting out of the gate in 2008, we're talking about getting out of the emotionally pumped up gate in 2008, aren't we?
Exactly. And that's a great analogy, because what came to my mind was a horse race.
Well, it did for me too.
Yeah, and the horses are in that gate, and then the paddock doors open up and then the horses all sprint out at the same time. Well, look at it this way. How smooth and efficient do your gate doors swing open in the morning, folks? Are you does it open all the way up wide and say, hey, let's go, let's start the day? Or does it slowly open so you can sort of check out what's there? Does it get stuck halfway and you have to push on it in order to even slip out of it to start your day? I mean, think about it that way. Getting out of the gate. Do you want to get out of the gate? Are you excited to get out of the gate? Once you get out of the gate, where are you going? How fast will you go? How focused are you? What's your game plan? Do you even have one? Do you have the kind of connection with emotional power and emotional choice to determine the kind of inner sensory and emotional and the feeling fuel that you will allow to be activated and sustained within you? Think about that for a second. If you have a big 8-cylinder vehicle, are you going to put regular gas in it, or are you going to put the high octane in? The same engine can be stimulated to perform better when the more quality gas is put in it. Well, the same mentality, nervous system, and physiology that we all possess can be pushed and really activated to perform incredibly when you put high-octane emotions and keep high-octane emotions. If you say, well, I don't feel this, I don't feel that, are you saying I have to be a superstar every day? Essentially, yes, because you can, because it's your choice, because it's your opportunity to determine what kind of feeling goes on within you. Don't let what's outside of you determine it. Don't let the processing of yesterday's negatives determine it. Don't let your non-involvement with your life and your existence upon awakening each day determine it. You determine it. What kind of emotional fuel are you going to put in your emotional gas tank when you wake up in the morning? You make that decision and then recall a memory where that feeling prevailed, where that inner dynamic was prevalent and predominant. Now you're getting connected with the feelings that really pump you up and make you do life and make you extremely thrive within life. Like Dr. Pat says, don't just survive, thrive. Well, in order to do that, you have to have the emotional fuel that enables you to do it. And this is exactly the way you can.
Well, Pete Siegel, the mystery guest today, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Thanks to Benny and Bobby connecting and getting together. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the emotional pump up. What about those slings and arrows that we get shot at us each day? You know, if you want to use that horse racing analogy, when Big Brown didn't win the Belmont, everybody thought, what a sad day this was. I wonder, do you think Big Brown, the horse, was thinking about that? Or do you think Big Brown was saying, get me out of the gate again? Anyway, we'll take a short break. When we return, how do you handle the slings and arrows? What do you do to knock out some of the crust in your life? Pete Siegel joining us here today, and much more. We'll be right back with the show.
In to the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert, and get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The mystery guest man is joining us here today. Are you ready to be emotionally pumped up? Pete Siegel joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to talk about the slings and arrows in a minute, but I just want to give everybody a heads up. We're having to, in the Seattle area at least, we're going to be bugging out a little bit early, but when you're listening from everywhere, from Boston and Tampa, you will get the full hour show.
Yeah, we'll have a shortened show today. We're going to bail out here in about 10 minutes. The Seattle Storm have a game this afternoon. It's an early game, so
go Storm.
Enjoy the game after Dr. Pat.
Go Storm. And we'll talk about my basketball playing in a moment. But Pete Siegel joining us here today. You know, Pete, slings and arrows, they actually, I don't know how they do it, but they always get you in the heart.
Well, they get you everywhere anatomically possible. And it's the kind of things where someone may say something to you. Someone may show rudeness or harshness or disinterest or disregard for you in the parking lot, at the supermarket line, at the DMV line, just waiting at a red light, some coworker in your office. I mean, there's so many things that can happen now. I mean, I live in L.A., and the influx of population is incredibly prohibitive at this point. At a red light at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there'll be like 35 cars lined up. I mean, there's no space left. There's no anything left, and it gets more and more and more condensed, which creates more and more stress. Stress because of economic conditions, the state of economy, the state of affairs, the unpredictability of life has become more and more of a prevailing factor in people's life, and not the good kind of stress. You know, the motivational, Hans Selye, who is the pioneer stress researcher in the world, define two types of stress, eustress, E-U-stress, which is the good kind, motivational, inspirational, joy, excitement, and then distress. And the negative kind that tears you down, distress has become more of a factor. And it's made people more harsh, less enthusiastic, less sensitive, less connected to their fellow man. So the possibility of having something happen to you during the day, something said or done which you don't like, and what people do is they allow it to stay in their nervous system, stay in their thought process. They ruminate over it and replay it, rehash it all day long. Now you're breaking yourself down. Now you're referencing the past, and not in a good way either. And so what are you going to do about these slings and arrows? Someone takes a shot at you. All of a sudden, what do? You hold on to it. You feel bad. You feel negative. You feel dissatisfied. And so you have to learn how to let go of them. Or even better, become so strong and tough that when someone takes a shot or a sling and an arrow is fired toward you, you laugh at it. You look at it as non-personal, non-connected, non-involved in terms of personally projected to do anything toward you. Even if it was, you decide, here's the way I'm living. Here's the way I'm thinking. Here's the way I'm interpreting things. I have too much going on for me. I have too much joy and goodness, enthusiasm and drive to let myself be in any way impacted by the negatives or problems or disregard of another. I love me so much. I respect me so much. My life is worth so much to me that I'm going to enjoy every ounce, every minute, all day long. Wow. Think about that for a second. Now you can't even, now that's called the shield that deflects the slings and arrows, Dr.
Right.
Pat.
Right. And what I love about what you're saying is, and I don't know if this is true for you, every time I get a little owie, I used to call it an owie.
An owie?
A little owie.
A boo-boo.
A little boo-boo.
I was going to go with boo-boo,
like
too.
Like a little owie, a little boo-boo. You know, and that is a little owie, a little boo-boo on my heart. And, you know, I feel it in my heart, and I would venture to say that everybody does. I don't care if you're like Mr. Macho or Ms. Macho, whatever it is. I would venture to say you're feeling in your heart. You just have better mechanisms to turn it off than I do. And you know what I mean? You've got that off-on switch going, you know, like really good.
Well, you see, again, you can cultivate a stronger owie-slash-boo-boo deflection mechanism
That's
within
right.
yourself, because you have to look at what I encourage people to do is look at the things that you let bother you. What kinds of things, if someone were to say something to you or about you, if someone were to give you a certain look, if someone were to project a certain gesture, or a certain thing happened, you know, outside of you as you're driving or walking or just progressing through your day, what are the kinds of things that you find usually you allow to bother you? And write them down. Say, well, I don't want to write them down because it makes me think of them and then it makes me feel bad. Well, you have to do some self-exploration here to get to the root of how you can change things. So what bothers you? Someone says something about your appearance. Someone says something, and then why are you interpreting it critically, negatively, or in some way as a personal affront? Why do you allow the things to affect you the way they do? Why do you allow that to happen?
Well,
and if you could have it the way you'd want it, how would you like to be? Say, well, I wouldn't want them to say or do anything. Look, folks, life is not going to stop bearing down on you. Okay? If you want life to get sweeter, then you've got to communicate to it. Don't say this. Please say that. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. Or be an initiator, even better, who projects certain thoughts and feelings in certain ways that are naturally geared to stimulate more enriching, encouraging, and cooperative responses from life. Become a catalyst. Become the proactive cause of the things that happen to you by saying, here's how I'm going to be. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to think. Not hoping that life doesn't respond negatively or oppressively toward me, but because I choose to be this way, and in so doing, I can stimulate life to respond to me in a very, very resourceful way. That's the way to become the shield that it becomes impervious to the slings and arrows. Yes, they will be fired at you, folks, but you can make sure that they never get into your heart, into your soul, and into your mind by having inner strength, by having that kind of attitude of who you are, and by saying that life is for me, regardless of these boneheads that I might experience during the day. Life is good. Life is for me. Life will respond to me based upon what I think, what I feel, what I believe, and what I do.
I can't believe we're talking about this. It's really funny we're even using the arrows and sling idea around this. I had someone say to me about 2 weeks ago, you know, she said to me, sent me like an instant message and said, said to me, boy, you know, that arrow had your name on it. And I thought to myself, what, you know, and here we are, we're talking about it. You know, if it happens.
I'm sure you said something stronger than what.
I was like, oh, wow, that's like a visual. And here we are talking about it. But the fact that it has your name on it doesn't mean it's yours.
First of all, it's her interpretation that
that's
it
right.
had your name on it.
Right.
Okay, and maybe sometimes the things we interpret as negative are by design things that are supposed to happen to us because we need to and are supposed to learn something or acquire some knowledge or make some kind of new awareness or understanding evolvement leap. Because we're supposed to move ahead in our lives, and we can learn a lesson in no other way.
Yeah.
It, you know, the goodness, the quote-unquote rainbows and strawberries waiter or waitress that you'd like to bring you your, quote, plate of food regularly, sometimes is a sort of toothless, unbathed, angry, disinterested moron who's going to purposefully oppress you and strive to upset you. But it seems like that's what they're doing. But there's great opportunity to learn as well, because what they're serving you, you may not like. So you can learn about yourself now, and you can make changes about yourself, and you can upgrade yourself. That arrow had your name on it. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. That's the way it was interpreted. That arrow was an arrow. How you choose to let it come toward and either sink into you or put your shield up and deflect it away, and then look at, man, look how I can deflect arrows. Look what I've learned about myself. Look what I can reinforce about myself. Now you're happy that arrow was shot at to you, because you learn from yourself about yourself in no other way.
Well, and you know, Pete, this is what's so really thrilling about having you on the show today. I mean, Pete Siegel, my mystery guest, incrediblechange.com is his website, incrediblechange.com. Pete is working with several Olympic athletes in this upcoming Olympic, and we'll definitely hear more about that. But I wanted to ask you, Pete, you know, you're doing some programs to help people become more emotionally strong, and I want to know about what those programs look like. But most importantly, you know, how can people get a hold of you? You know, being emotionally strong, doesn't that have to do with knowing how to make our day shift, even if we're not having an emotionally strong moment?
Well, the day shifts when you mentally shift.
All right.
And you have to make changes and upgrades and always be aware to sort of flow along with being strong, regardless. Don't ever let your guard down. In terms of, say, well, do I have to be, you know, aware? Yeah, not like looking for problems or anticipating negatives, but being strong so that if and when something happens to you that's not what you'd like or not what you'd like to see, you make decisive changes. And many of the programs that I produced at incrediblechange.com, like the Building Super Confidence program or Living Invincibly Positive program or Success Mindsets or especially the Winning at Life program, they will teach you how you can develop the inner strength, especially the confidence and the kind of just efficient mind, body, emotion, spirit framework that lets you become what I call the maximum you, most effective, most compelling, most dynamic, and most accomplished that you can possibly be. That's up to you. It's your choice. And on the Dr. Pat Show, that's the information that when Pete Siegel's on, we'll continue to give you every single time.
Thank you so much, Pete, for joining us here today. Tomorrow, Deidre Imus joining us here in the, well, I don't know if she's going to be in here. Fabulous show with Deidre Imus. Pete Siegel, you rock. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back. For some of you and for others, storm on.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedman's Breakthrough Program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedman's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedman enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit TheEmpowermentSolution.com and find out how his Breakthrough Program can help you transform your life.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hey, didn't get enough of Pat and Pete? Here's more coming up next.
So, Pete, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
I love doing your show, and it's a pleasure to be here with you today.
I love having you on.
Well, thank you.
You know, I love the ideas that you come up with. I mean, they're absolutely incredible. And, you know, the latest one, Redefining Happiness, and coming up with a new idea of happiness, where you pump up the emotion of your life, is very, very timely, I think, for many people right now. And when you thought about coming up with redefining happiness in your life, I mean, what was it that kind of stimulated this idea for you?
Well, if you look at the situation of life that's occurring, gas, 89-octane gas in Los Angeles is $3.45 a gallon now.
Yeah, I know.
And it's approaching $4 a gallon. And then I think we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I told you that, if you remember, the company Wonder Bread. Remember when you were a kid, you had bologna sandwiches on Wonder Bread?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wonder Bread went out of business because people don't eat white bread anymore. And there was thousands and four California plants, thousands and thousands of jobs. And then if you factor into that the war, illegal immigration, and then it, remember back in 2003, it was the media was discussing the SARS epidemic. And everybody was so scared in America that SARS would come here and they would kill us. And then it moved from SARS to the anthrax guy. If you remember, there was a guy sending anthrax out, and that freaked everybody out. And then it went to the mad cow disease, and they showed all the shots of the thousands of head of cattle in England that had to be destroyed, and that was coming to America, and our food supply would be tainted, and people, we would die from that. And then it became the avian bird flu, and we were sure that that would come to this country, and that we would have to get, there was no vaccine for it, and that would wipe us out. And then as of late, it's been the E. coli scare with the spinach and the lettuce and the tops meat. I mean, and now it's the mutant staph infection for which there is no medication that can counteract it. And the media never stops and says, you know what, we got it under control. They just stop reporting about it, and they stop feeding your unconscious with fear-stimulating ideas. So factor in that. Look at the state of the world now. Even things that you were comfortable with and secure about, and just coming off these horrible California wildfires, folks. I mean, it's nothing that can be described. And you know, I had to breathe. We had to breathe smoke like you couldn't imagine for 10 days in a row. And people's homes just became incinerated. Just nothing left except the concrete foundation and their fireplace with the chimney. They lost everything in a matter of hours. And so if you look at things that you felt were safe and secure and that were familiar to you and that were just taken for granted, all of a sudden you realize, wait a second, every possession of mine can be incinerated or lost or taken away, and my own life and health and welfare can be impacted and lost. And then I had to realize, you know, people's moods changed decisively and drastically. The joy, the happiness, the spontaneity, the sort of sense of looseness and freedom, and just the feeling of connecting with and controlling and experiencing and enjoying life had shifted dramatically. Then I realized there was a need to change what happiness was. I mean, happiness, having money in the bank, great, but now it costs more to live, and so that money in the bank isn't as worth as much. Happiness, having possessions, your whole house just became incinerated. And then your health, your welfare. Okay, now how are you going to see yourself? How are you going to make life work for you? How are you going to move into life so that you can have a life that you can feel good about? Well, that really hit the nail on the head for me, Pat, and I realized you have to start really feeling good about you foundationally, and have that as the kind of relationship with yourself that you then cling to and bring out into life so you can have some kind of gladness, some joy, some kind of good feeling to hang your proverbial emotional hat upon. Because if you don't, now you're at the mercy of forces greater than you, ideas and ideology that's thrust upon you regularly by the media. When does it end? When does it stop? It doesn't. You have to now take charge. and become proactive in redefining yourself and your emotions.
You know, Pete, what you're talking about is not only timely for many of the folks listening to this show today, but before you came on, I read something that came from George Carlin. And it really talked about exactly what you're saying, what we are caught up in right now in terms of our lives and how quickly it is to go from the highs and the lows. It's as if we are on this emotional roller coaster ride that we believe somebody else is in control of.
Well, I mean, to a very great extent, if you allow the media to define you and just think about the examples that I gave of those world plague / death scares, and the media, Pat, never comes on and says, okay, they've got it handled. They've got it under control. It's not coming to America. They just stop reporting. Remember how freaked out people were becoming because of that avian bird flu scare? Whatever happened to that? They just stop reporting about it. The emotional roller coaster will continue as long as you choose to get into the cart that is the roller coaster and then bring the bar down and put the seatbelt on so you're locked in for the ride. The ride is your choice. The only reason why you would take it is because you didn't know you didn't have to and you didn't know any better. Now, look, I'm not saying that there are forces that are antagonistic and are catastrophic. The California wildfires clearly show that. The Midwest floods clearly show that. The hurricanes that come into the Texas Gulf and hit Louisiana, Texas, and Florida clearly show that. But that doesn't mean that that's going to happen every single day, that gloom and doom has to be part of your life. Yeah, but the gas prices here and the health care costs there and the prices for tuition for college here. Hey, you have to find a way to feel good about yourself, or else what is life really become for you? Just something to wake up as a drone and go to work as a drone and make not enough money as a drone to pay mounting bills as a drone? No. Where's your joy? Where's your enthusiasm? Where's your potential? Where's your capacity to think bigger than the challenges that lie before you? So the emotional roller coaster will persist as long as you choose to get into the cart for the ride. But now you've got to change that ride, and you've got to make it your ride and define it by yourself and step up to the plate, folks, and start to do things for yourself that you never considered that you had to before and perhaps never considered that you could. But the bottom line is you have potential. Now you have to activate that potential so that your life can start becoming yours once again.
Yeah, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And who do I have here? Yeah, my buddy Pete Siegel joining me today. And you know what I love about Pete is I never get tired of reading what he puts out in writing, his products and his CDs. I just love them. And if you want to get pumped up as that song, what was that? Wasn't that? What was that pumped up song?
It was Pump It Up from Black Eyed Peas. That's right.
Black Eyed Peas, Pump It Up. Isn't that Fergie?
Yes, she would be part of the Black Eyed Peas, but now she's gone a little solo.
Yeah, she's got solo.
Look glamorous.
The question is she happy? Pete Siegel here to talk about that. I think she's happy too. Pete, you know, before the break, we talked about happiness and I asked you about the three levels. But one of the things I want to make sure that our listeners know that we're going to give them a copy of the formula. And those people that call in with comments or questions and want to take happiness to the next level, we're ready to do it on the show. The formula is an incredible book that you've written, and it's gotten testimonials and recommendations from people like Joe Vitale. And so for any of you out there want to join us on the happiness ride of your life, 1-800-930-2819 is our toll-free number. Comments, questions, add-ins, affirmations, whatever you want to do to shift the vibration, we're going to gift you a copy of the formula, 1-800-930-2819. Now, levels of happiness, Pete.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about this, and how do you know about this?
Because working with pro athletes, you can go from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain inside of a day, a game, a series, a season, and then you never come out of a funk sometimes because you start to think about the problem instead of the solution. You start to think about and reinforce the effect and not the cause, which is producing the effect. And so I've seen, as I work with someone, whether it's a pro athlete, an investment banker, a trial attorney, an actor or an actress, I mean, somebody who has to perform and get a job done regularly, I see when I step into the picture and I help them begin to get out of their own way and start to become successful again, the levels of feeling that start to creep in. First, it's a sense of, you know, enthusiasm. And then you don't know if you can trust it or not because I've been in a slump, proverbially, and now I have to get out of this slump. And so now I see I just got a hit, or I just said something I hadn't said in a while, or produced a result that I hadn't produced in a while. So now the enthusiasm becomes intensified, and then it moves into a sense of gladness. Hey, wait a second. The old feelings are now returning to me. So we move from enthusiasm to gladness, and then as the gladness continues to flow through you and produce new results, results that are consistent with the way, quote-unquote, it used to be for you, now you get excited. You move from enthusiasm into gladness, into excitement. Now the excitement about what I can do is producing even more successful results, consistently successful results. Now I'm moving into a sense of joyfulness, a feeling of, you know, this is the way it used to be. I've reclaimed and recaptured my former self, and I've perhaps now connected with that part of myself again, so I'm feeling really good. And then if you stay in that mode for an extended period of time, you go even beyond where you were previously into a sense of gleefulness. Now you really are coming on strong. Now you feel a sense of control. Now you feel a sense of passion again for something that you used to feel really remorse about because you felt like the rug was pulled out from under you. And the gleefulness moves into elation. How thrilled I am, not just to be alive, but to be in the zone. And then once you're in the zone, you take the final step up to ecstasy. And so I've seen over the years, literally, that these are the levels of happiness. Enthusiasm into gladness, into excitement, into joyfulness, into gleefulness, into elation, and then finally into ecstasy. And if you've heard of Maslow's hierarchy of humanity?
Yep.
The self-actualized person is at the top. Well, those people who are self-actualized live ecstatic lives. They're always thrilled to wake up in the morning because they're coming into life to produce something new, to add something to people's lives, to empower, enrich, inspire, and strengthen the very welfare of everyone that they know and everyone that they come in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's unrealistic to think you'll be ecstatic every single day, but the bottom line is, as you move through that hierarchy of happiness that I just discussed, ecstasy can become a real and definitive part of your life. And when you reach that, I can't wait to get out of bed in the morning. I don't start in first gear and shift to fifth. I'm like a race car hanging above the track that's already in fifth gear. I just dropped out of the track. And there's challenges. There's certainly situations that I have to overcome and deal with regularly, just like everybody else. But the bottom line is I have a vision and a purpose and a mission and a reason, and that gives me this sense of drive and passion to produce something wonderful that I know will enrich people's lives. Now, if you just take that, if you say, well, I'm just an ordinary person, no, you're not. You're ordinary because you believe you are. You have incredible skills and capacities and qualities and faculties that you could choose to activate anytime you want to. When you say, I want more out of life, well, just think, if you were 2% beyond where you were now, what would that look like? As you begin to define that for yourself, well, I would think this, I would say this, I would feel this, I would do this, I would accomplish this, I would impact, I would activate, I would move within, and I would produce this. As you begin to define just 2% more, now you're giving an unconscious command to life. This is now what I am, and this is what I will produce. Say, well, is it that easy? Yes, it is. That's where it starts. And it doesn't start unless you begin to think it into truth, into reality, and into your unconscious power grid. And that's exactly the way to take yourself from where you are now and begin to move yourself into the realm of where you want to be. Okay.
I want to talk about money right now.
Uh-huh.
Because I it's on everybody's mind.
Right.
And this idea of, two things. Not necessarily that more money will give you happiness, but this idea of money and the definition of money and scarcity as it relates to our lives. And the reason I want to talk about this and I want to ask you about this is it's a chicken and the egg question. And the question is like this. For a number of people, we have this idea of we need more money, or we'd like more money, or we want to be paid more, or whatever it is around money. And so the question is the want the precursor to the happiness, or does the happiness need to be the beginning to attract the money? Because I think this is an unlimited universe, and it's not just about happiness at an esoteric level. This is about manifestation.
Well, yeah. The first thing you have to do is really define what you really want. Do you really want more money, or do you want less stress, pressure, anxiety, and fear in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Because, say, well, I want more money. Why? So I can buy more things? I've worked with people who were billionaires who couldn't spend all their money in 10 lifetimes, and they were still unfulfilled
right. And
unsatisfied because they had all the money in the world, Pat, but they didn't have themselves. And as we worked on that, and we defined, you know, who you are, what you are, not what you have and what you can produce, because two of them were trying to show their mothers that they were good boys, and their mothers had died 40 years previous, but they were unconsciously programmed to show, see, I'm worthy, I'm good, and in their minds, if I became successful, then my mommy would really love me. That's an unconscious script from their childhood that they never processed out. It still was relevant and still directing their behavior. So, you know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Here's the way I look at it, okay? I try to feel a sense, I don't try, I feel a sense of worth, of dignity, of pride, of self-respect and esteem, of that happiness, of that joyfulness and that gleefulness every single day upon awakening. And I notice that as I feel that way, I don't have to then try to do things to make things happen. Mm-hmm. Things just naturally do. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
You know, Pete, what I love about doing this show is that, you know, we get to raise the bar on even the level of exploration we have. And in talking about happiness today, you know, we're talking about raising the bar of our consciousness in terms of how we are aware that happiness is even a possibility. And then more importantly, how to bring it on.
Well, again, it goes back to redefining things about yourself from which you can derive gladness. Now, let me give you a couple of factors, folks.
Yeah.
And you can look within yourselves and begin to look at these factors in a way to where you can feel good about you and happy about you and glad about yourself and just respectful and esteemed with a sense of pride. They say, well, pride is a bad thing. It's bad if it tries to oppress your fellow man. But in terms of empowering yourself, it's an incredible factor. Just think about this. Do you have skill? Do you have ability? Do you have intellect? Do you have discipline? Are you someone who completes what they start? Can you be assertiveness? Have you demonstrated initiative? Are you someone who demonstrates resourcefulness? Are you a nurturer? Are you someone who can connect easily and efficiently with other people? Do you have confidence and drive? Do you have a sense of integrity? Are you someone who has a dynamic personality or who is a good networker? These are qualities, the ones I just mentioned, that millions of people would love to have. And if you have even one of those, then begin to really recognize that and give yourself credit for that and feel good about that and joyful and happy that you have that and that you embody that. You mean people say, well, just be happy that you're alive. Well, if you're experiencing misery in your life, that really doesn't apply. But even if you're experiencing misery, folks, go to the oncology ward of your local hospital. And look at how those people who are dying of cancer, what they look like and what they're going through. And compared to them, you have no problems. I thought about the situations that I had and the things that I had to deal with on a regular basis that I was hemming and hawing about until these California wildfires. And a friend of mine, $2 million home, burnt to the ground. And at that point, my perspective changed. I said, what am I complaining about? This guy just lost his whole life. I mean, thank God he took his wife and kids and the most important things they evacuated in time. But I mean, it's a matter of perspective. And so look within yourself. There's always reason to rejoice. Or you can find reasons to be miserable. Or you can find reasons to rejoice and feel good about yourself. There's always a reason to be happy. There's always a reason to rejoice. Why? Because you're still here. And all the problems and troubles and dilemmas and negatives that you've experienced throughout your entire life aren't here right now, and you are. And if that doesn't give you reason to feel joy, why? Just because I can overcome problems? Because you're stronger, more resourceful, more capable, and more dynamic than you realize. That's why you're still here, and all the negatives that happened in your life aren't. Now you have a basis, a new way to define happiness that makes you really feel not only good, but strong and empowered.
You know, Pete, what I just heard you say for me is inspirational on many, many levels. I mean, what we're talking about, stepping into the enthusiasm of each cell in our body, to step into something that sparks that the fire within. I mean, you know, when you hear stories of people that have accomplished what we believe are incredible things, the one thing that they have in common is there's a fire inside. And that fire is symbolic for a number of different things. You know, what you've talked about today, I know, has inspired our listeners.
Are you fired up? Thank you for listening to Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat Cillian. Unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable. If you missed any part of this show, subscribe to the podcast at drpatshow.com or search Power Up Radio on any of your favorite podcast platforms.